Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's time to predict the next 365 days in professional wrestling, comma, and TV rights negotiations. That's going to be a major focus of this video. It's the 2023 predictions video over here at WrestleTalk. I'm Ollie Davis. I'm joined by Luke Owen, DAD. Please press the subscribe button. Press the thumbs up button. Leave comments down below with your predictions for next year while we reveal ours. Before we get into our 2023 ones, our predictions from the end of 2021 for 2022. Were we right? How smart are we?
Absolutely, yeah. So if you are new to this channel, if you're new to this video, what we do here, this is the fifth year that we have done this video. Ollie Davis and I sit down and we give our five big predictions for the upcoming year. But the caveat is, they can't be obvious predictions. You can't do Roman Reigns will main events the Royal Rumble.
That's easy.
Or, you know, Roman Reigns will be champion at WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes will win a title.
Someone will get released.
Yes, exactly. You've got to go into granular detail. You've got to be wild, but it's also got to be feasible.
It's got to be tethered to reality.
Tethered to reality. That's a lovely way to put it. Absolutely. So let's go through what we had last year, because we have had some pretty wild predictions over the years. You, in fact, last year got CM Punk will return at All Out,
yeah,
which we are counting because he had his return match at All Out. So last year, you had, I mean, actually, you had seven, and then you tried to just tried to whittle it down to six. You said this one. I don't think this was an official prediction by you, though, but you did. You wanted to say it on a video because you were just hating on him at that point and were so down on the on him winning the belt. Hangman Page won't be a draw for AEW / the ratings will not grow with Hangman Page as champion.
Oh, it was a salty. Imagine Ollie not liking something AEW's doing.
Yeah,
I thought that was a this year thing.
I know, for whatever reason, you were just like, I don't buy it. I just don't buy him as champion.
Yeah, I still don't. I don't think AEW did either, because as soon as the belt came off him, he just evaporated into nothing.
Absolutely, pretty much, yeah. I did have a quick look into this to see how right you might have been. The rating stayed about the same with him as champion, but also remained the same when Punk won the belt. So I don't know how much the champion really does affect the ratings.
Well, chalk this up as a win.
Your official predictions, however, were WWE will announce WWE The Movie, which will start a WWE Cinematic Universe.
I stand by this. This is a fantastic idea. Can you imagine? Yeah, Undertaker.
He's the only one. This is what happened when you did the predictions. You've got Undertaker, and then that's it. That's your starting point, and then you've got nowhere to go afterwards.
Bloodline.
Well, that does work. Yeah.
Seth and Becky.
Oh, it's like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith style
action movie.
I don't mind it, mate.
And then at the end, like a guy in a grey suit comes to each of them and like, I'm putting on a big supercard. And that's the story of this universe's WrestleMania.
Well, Triple H is the Nick Fury of this.
With the eye patch.
Getting them all together, yeah. Knowing exactly what's going on.
William Regal's Clark Connors. No, not Clark, Clark Connors.
Clark Connors from New Japan. You're thinking of...
The guy.
I know, what was his character? Agent Coulson.
Agent Coulson.
Got murdered in the Avengers, spoilers. Your next prediction was NXT will be moved off the USA Network, put back onto the WWE Network.
Well, that was during the time that, you know, NXT 2.0 had just been relaunched. You got to, when we're making these predictions, it was Vince McMahon was still in charge of WWE. AEW was still creatively brilliant.
Cody Rhodes was still in AEW.
Yeah, CM Punk. Well, everyone loved that guy. Triple H was being phased out of WWE.
Yeah. I would say, actually, with a lot of these 2022 predictions, we could not have predicted a lot of the things that happened, the mad things that happened this
year.
One
of us did.
But we'll get to that. Shane McMahon to AEW was your other prediction.
Yeah.
Which, in fairness, at that point, he had not been fired by his own father. So, and then he could have shown up in the last 10 months of the year, he could have shown up in AEW.
The contract says McMahon.
My favorite of yours, however, was NXT UK will continue to exist. On the 1 year where they actually shut down NXT UK.
I thought it was going to die so many times over the pandemic. Where I just, it's not going. It's not going anywhere. They've probably got some international TV deal that they are obligated to continue making this program.
BT Sport.
Yeah. But no, they got rid of it.
Yeah, they actually shut it down this year. But...
what did they?
Well, they've rebadged it, you fool, I suppose. Your big prediction, and you were pretty confident on this one. The Vince McMahon Netflix documentary series will put a spotlight on previous McMahon scandals in the press as they will not be featured in the documentary. Because that Netflix documentary, it was being co-produced by WWE. It was just going to focus on all of the positives from McMahon, and it was not going to focus on any of the scandals. And because it doesn't focus on the scandals, there will be journalists that will talk about those scandals, and that will put a spotlight on them, which might even overshadow the documentary.
Yeah, I thought more of that documentary would spark a backlash, a kind of Me Too speaking out backlash against Vince McMahon specifically, because there's been so many allegations against him over his 40 years in control. And that did happen, but it didn't happen through any sort of external stimulus. It happened through someone within WWE leaking the investigations to the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy to be right on that one.
Yeah, I think we can chalk that up as an actual win.
That was an intense couple of weeks when all that stuff was coming out, and we were working long days and making loads of videos, and it was, you know, severe news, serious news, grinds you down. And someone sent me a video clip of me predicting it happening, and it made it all worthwhile, because I knew now you would have to shake my hand and crown me King Predictor.
I would say so, because even though I got one of my predictions right for 2022, I was never going to be as big as that one. So,
what's yours?
So I had AEW will start their own streaming service of original content. Mm-hmm.
Well, Honor Club, kind of.
Ah,
it's not.
Yeah.
It's not going to do it.
I will chalk that up as a half win, maybe.
Yeah.
Hangman Page will be AEW champion for all of 2022.
Till May.
Yeah, he lasted until May, but I thought he'll be champion for the entire year, the entire calendar year. Boy, was I wrong. Here is the one that, quote, I feel the most confident in, end quote, Gable Steveson wins the US championship at SummerSlam.
That's a fair prediction to make.
He'd just been drafted to Raw.
Yeah, there was the SummerSlam spot where he was bored. Then they did all the announcements.
Exactly. He was drafted. I was like, they're putting a big spotlight on this. He's going to get a major push. Maybe it won't be at the start of the year, but come the summer, they're going to really push this guy to the moon, and he'll win the US title on SummerSlam 1 year after debuting for the company. Hasn't been on TV at all outside of being with Kurt Angle in Pittsburgh. I also had T-Bar, Commander Aziz, Veer Mahan, Mustafa Ali, Shanky, and Roderick Strong get released or ask for their release. The caveat to that was I was not allowed to crown that as a win unless all of them got released or asked for their release. And in the end, it was only Mustafa Ali that asked for one.
And he's been asking for his release for years.
Yeah, but I thought he might have actually got released this time. My other one, though, which I think I can chalk up as a win, bear in mind this was in December 2021 when I made this prediction, Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey will main event WrestleMania. So they didn't main event. They sort of did because the Kevin Owens Steve Austin thing was meant to be a chat. Yeah. So it was the advertised wrestling main event before they had a match. And in December of 2021, there was no chat of Ronda. Like, if anything, all the chat was Ronda's done.
She just had a kid. That is a good point. Yeah, the Ronda element to this. And I will take it they did main event, although they didn't close the show.
That's right. And also, I want to make note, I put that in as a joke prediction because I'd made that joke prediction in 2020 for 2021. I was like, they'll want to do this match. Yeah. This was my CM Punk will return.
Do you want to put it in again for this one?
I mean, who else is going to be here for the title? It may as well be Charlotte. So it's now time for our 2023 predictions, Ollie. Hit me with your first one.
I think next year is going to be dominated by TV negotiation deals. Both AEW and WWE's TV rights deals are expiring in 2024, which means new deals need to be arranged in 2023. So it's not just MJF that's going to have the bidding war of 2024. The far more serious negotiations are actually behind the scenes with Nick Khan and Universal, Fox, and Tony Khan and Warner Bros. Discovery. So my first prediction is that Raw is announced to go to 2 hours.
So you're not saying that it will be 2 hours in 2023, but they will make the announcement that it's going to go to 2 hours
at the start of the next deal, which will start in 2024. But that will start the beginning of the end of what is a now 10-plus year thing.
It's longer than you think. I think I've had 3 jobs in the time that Raw has been on for 3 hours. And I don't know, outside of investors and stock people who have said it was well worth it.
No one's ever watched a 3-hour Raw and thought, that should have been 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, no one has had that hot take yet. Where it was like, that was a 3-hour show that didn't waste a minute.
I've watched some Dynamites where I'm like, you know what? That probably should have been 2.5 hours. I've never thought Raw should be anywhere close to 1 hour, 46 minutes.
The fascinating thing for me with the Raw being 3 hours is that there are fans who have grown up with Raw only ever being 3 hours.
It's like when people think that, you know, late 2000s is a good period of WWE.
Because you were a kid when you watched it, so you've got the nostalgia things. It's the kids that grew up with the prequels as their Star Wars, and they think those are the good ones. Like, there are people who are watching this product who've only ever known Raw to be 3 hours. So when AEW's roster grew, we used to get a lot of chats being like, this show needs to be 3 hours, because that's the only way you can get all of these people on TV. In a lot of wrestling fans' mindsets, a show has to be 3 hours because Raw's 3 hours.
Yeah.
How will their reaction be when it goes to 2 hours? Here is my first one.
Okay.
My first prediction for 2023, which is a difficult one because we'll probably record our next video for this, our 2024 predictions video, before this prediction's actually finished. MJF is AEW champion for all of 2023 and ends the year by beating Wardlow.
Okay.
And he blows a kiss to Tony Khan as he runs through the crowd with the title, doing the full CM Punk, leaving the company. He is doing the whole bidding war of 2024. He'll end the year as champion, and we won't know whether or not he'll be on TV in the new year.
That's a really good cliffhanger for that year. Do you do that? Winter is Coming?
You probably could do it as Winter is Coming, I suppose.
You know, like that's his last scheduled match.
Yeah.
And he can build it as that. I think that'd be a huge thing. So I think Wardlow should feud with MJF.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it as the last one unless you can do some serious rebuilding of him.
The only reason I picked Wardlow, I actually wrote down 5 different names before I got to Wardlow. I
had like Starks.
I had like Hangman Page and people like that. But Wardlow, I think, is the person that's going to make people think he'll beat him the most, because that's been the whole storyline with Wardlow and MJF since Dynamite started. So he's the last guy we've got to beat him.
Get his win back as well. I like that. I think that's the right thing to do. I think MJF should hold the title all year, and he should win, essentially.
So yeah, that for me, I've gone for quite an easy one there because I think he will be champion all year. And I don't think that's a wild prediction to say. It's specifically he ends the year doing the CM Punk.
Yeah.
Tony Khan on screen and everything.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What's your next prediction?
Well, sticking with AEW and also TV rights negotiations with mine. Warner Bros. Discovery, which is the network that... Well, it's the company that owns a network that Dynamite is broadcast on. They are experiencing quite a few financial issues because Warner Bros. Discovery was called Warner Bros. At the start of this year, and then Discovery bought them in an act that is like a snake trying to eat an elephant. Like, it's too... Why Discovery? You're smaller than Warner Bros. Warner Brothers have Superman. What do you have, Discovery?
Animal Planet.
Animal Planet? Some home renovation show? How's this working? So the way they made that work is they...
It's to put Superman into the home renovation shows.
They... Cross-promotion. They saddled themselves with tens of billions of dollars of debt with the hope that they can make efficiency savings once the two companies are merged. And they are laying off a lot of people as we're recording this. And I think that AEW's hopes and dreams of having a very high money deal for 2024 for Dynamite and Rampage will not materialize. And I also think Rampage is very much struggling and has done all year and has done really just a month after it debuted. That Tony Khan's promise of this to be like a show to rival Dynamite, he just has not fulfilled even slightly. I think Rampage gets cancelled.
I honestly don't think that's out of the realms of possibility. Dynamite getting cancelled this year.
No, whoa. Rampage getting...
Sorry, Rampage getting cancelled. Absolutely right. Maybe Dynamite as well, because
is that
like
your prediction?
It's not one of my predictions.
Dynamite won't get cancelled.
Well, not cancelled, no. But like, it's because the one of the key things on this is there's been lots of the figures that Tony Khan was quite close with and the ones he did the deals with for Dynamite are no longer there. So he's now got to be dealing with brand new people. And we don't know whether, like, the I think Dynamite's best chance that it's got is that it is doubling what Warner's expectations were of the show. On a consistent basis, doubles their expectations. Rampage does not, though. Rampage does about their expectations and oftentimes lower. So for the time slot that it's in as well, it's not great. I don't think the future looks bright for Rampage.
There's no second run benefits to Rampage either. It's not like you put in a Big Bang Theory episode there and you can replay that 20 times over the next 6 months.
Yeah, and you would double the ratings.
Yeah, it's a one-off. So yeah. Well, but we'll see. It's remember, though, the thing that killed WCW in the end was change of power in the TV networks.
Here's my next one. Kenny Omega wins the G1. And that sets up Omega versus Okada 5 at AEW Dynamite Winter is Coming.
Huh? But the way the G1 works is you get a shot at the IWGP Heavyweight Championship.
Which he'll get.
At New Japan's
but not at Wrestle
Kingdom. Biggest show of the year, Wrestle Kingdom, on January 4th.
Nope. You'll do a Okada Omega 6 there.
That you pay for.
Yeah.
Not on TV for another promotion in a different country. So,
but here's the deal, is that the way to get for New Japan to have Kenny in the G1 is that the match takes place on Dynamite.
We're not going to sign off on that. Well, that's sabotage our biggest event of the year.
No, you do Okada Omega 6 at Wrestle Kingdom, but 5, I can't do that one because that's 2024 predictions, but 5 takes place on Winter is Coming.
Oh my God, so your Winter is Coming right now is MJF versus Wardlow and Okada versus Omega 5.
That's correct. And also, when I wrote this down, I wrote down, Kenny Omega wins the G1, full stop. What's my next prediction? No. And then I looked back at it and I was like
that prediction.
Yeah.
I like the G1 one.
And then I was looking back at them and I was like, delete that full stop. No. To set up Okada Omega 5, full stop. And then I moved on. And then I came back to a day later and I was like, delete that full stop. And AEW Winter is Coming, full stop.
Luke, this is real life we're trying to predict. Not your actions in my GM.
What's your next prediction?
I have got WWE, mainly Triple H, by the NWA.
No. No, why?
Because he likes old stuff. He's a fan of the wrestling era. It's what I bet Tony Khan's got his eye on it at the moment. In the
You think Tony Khan's got his eye on the NWA?
Yeah, the bargain bucket of wrestling promotion office. Like, oh, I've worked with TNA, I've bought Ring of Honor. What's next on my list? Oh, I think I watched NWA once as a kid. I'll buy that one.
Yeah, I bought Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness back in the 90s. He owes me one, if anything.
I can be friends with Billy Corgan now. Whereas Triple H, you know, he loves that era. So, and it's about time WWE bought a brand they don't know what to do with.
But, I mean, I suppose you would get the library
important. So NWA as an actual promotion right now, unfortunately, has had a horrible fall from grace.
Bad
this year.
It's a fall from grace, not unlike Tyrus's jump off the second rope.
It's far from their Cody Nick Aldis 10 pounds of gold days in the 2017-18. And even like the NWA power stuff, that was such a great idea. And I bet Triple H was watching that, hornily grunting from his desk. I think it's a good thing to buy. I don't think you run it as a separate brand, but maybe you could have a kind of faction element to it. Or I don't know.
I was going to say do an invasion, Tyrus and Matt Cardona.
Yeah. What? They want Cardona,
that's
apparently.
True, actually, yeah.
But Cardona, for me, doesn't feel like NWA. I think if you bring in an NWA faction, you want FTR, you want
Tyrus.
Sure. Nick Aldis, he's free. Yeah, just buy NWA and sign Nick Aldis.
Give him the belt. Oh, you could bring the belt in, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just introduce the belt as if Roman keeps or whoever has those Universal and, you know, the UE, if those belts remain unified, then the NWA World Championship could be the secondary brand's title.
I don't hate that as an idea, actually, having the NWA World belt.
And Triple H would.
I would love that. He would actually want to get back in the ring again so he could win it.
Oh, he'd have a short title reign. Maybe a long title reign.
Right, here's my next one. There's a lot of moving parts to this next one. Right. I'm going to be honest with you. There's about six predictions in this one prediction, but it's all linked together. Brian Cage and FTR's AEW contracts expire. They do not re-sign.
Okay.
Chris Jericho negotiates a return to WWE, and it will dominate the WrestleTalk news for 2 weeks before he eventually re-signs with AEW. There will also be rumblings that Kenny Omega does not re-sign in January for AEW following his appearance at Wrestle Kingdom, but his news cycle will be shorter than Jericho's when he eventually re-signs for All Elite Wrestling.
There's more.
Miro will ask for his release publicly, and it will be denied.
So what you're saying is Omega and Jericho will still be with AEW next year.
Mm-hmm.
Miro will try to leave, but will still be with AEW next year.
Correct.
Brian Cage and FTR will leave AEW next year.
Yes. And I think Jericho will 100%, because I think his contract is up like in the summer of next year. I think that's going to be the big summer talking point, the WrestleTalk news, is him courting going back to WWE, having meetings with Triple H, but playing the two sides off against each other. Kenny Omega, I think, will be in January following Wrestle Kingdom. There will be a Dave Meltzer report. He'll just say on Wrestling Observer Radio, oh yeah, there's talk of him. He's going to go back to New Japan and he's not going to re-sign with AEW.
Not a Rumble return spot.
Not a Rumble return spot.
But debut spot, rather.
It would be a return to New Japan Pro Wrestling. Mm.
I'm going to make a thumbnail that says Rumble.
Just in the off chance. Oh, yeah. I think like Brian Cage and FTR, their contracts are up next year. FTR have said in interviews that they might not re-sign and take a year off. So that one's not a big thing. But I do think that there's going to be the Jericho, Omega and Miro stuff.
How did this prediction begin? When did you start to lose confidence in your first prediction to add on so many other parts?
I went to Fightful's contract page that they've got, and I saw all the people who had, and it was Brian Cage, FTR, Kenny Omega, and Chris Jericho. Mm. And I was like, cool, I'll do all four of them in my contracts for the year. And then I was like, man, Miro will ask for his release publicly. Yeah.
So an accumulator. You put an accumulator on this prediction.
I'm using the contra spread gun to get as many things as possible.
But what you are saying is AEW will have contract issues next year.
100%.
They've had personnel issues this year, but next year it will be contract negotiation issues.
Yeah, on top of the TV stuff as well.
So and the kayfabe element of Max.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. So, your fourth prediction for me, please.
Well, the biggest contract negotiation of all, really, is a man by CM Punk's name. So, CM Punk returns to AEW. CM Punk returns to AEW at All Out 2023. At the end of the show, Max has just beaten whoever his opponent was there. CM Punk comes out to Sympathy for the Devil, redoes the whole MJF thing, and that starts the feud they were meant to have this year, culminating in a title match at Full Gear, which Punk loses, and MJF continues his run on top.
And then faces Wardlow at Winter is Coming.
Sure.
So is this just Punk just does a deal with them, or is this a full return?
I think by that point it would be a full return. I don't know if you would actually work a match with the Elite. But yeah, my prediction is that Punk does come back. He comes back at All Out, the start of feud with MJF. That's my prediction.
Tell you what, Kenny Omega does go to New Japan. It's going to make the Punk return a lot easier.
Exactly. Tony can just say, hey, I fired him as well. Colt Cabana, just say the word, man. Did you wink at me? I didn't do anything. I really don't care. Well, I fired him. It's okay.
Put his action figure in the bin. Yeah. It's as good as. All right, here's my next one. NXT Europe does not launch.
Yeah, okay.
And that will be because they are going to try and sign both Will Ospreay and Zack Sabre Jr., who will turn them down. So their big plan is to build the whole promotion around those two signings. And because both of them don't sign, they cannot launch NXT Europe because they've got no one to launch it with. So it just stays dead as an idea. It's the NXT Mexico. Mm-hmm. It's NXT Japan. It does not launch.
You be Triple H, I'll be Will Ospreay, you tell me. You approach me with the idea.
Hey, I'm going to be launching this whole promotion. I want to build it all around you.
Awesome.
So you're going to be the top star of NXT Europe. It's not just going to be the UK, Germany, Italy, Sweden. It's going to be all of Europe and you're going to be its top star.
F off, mate. That's how it's going to go. As soon as it's Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
He should be at the top of WWE, top of AEW.
But as Triple H, we're WWE. We're the biggest promotion on the planet. Surely you want to come across and be our top guy.
I'm from the UK. I'm still Will Ospreay here. I'm from the UK. I'm from Essex. I saw what happened to the NXT UK brand.
But this is different
this
time.
I know everyone who worked there.
We've rebadged it, you fool. It's different this time.
I think that is a very good prediction. If it was just NXT Europe won't launch, whatever. But putting in the extra caveat.
It's because they can't get names to launch it around. They're definitely not going to get Zach, but they'll still make a play for him. Mm-hmm. So, which brings us to your fifth and final prediction of the year. What have you got for us?
Okay, it's more contract stuff because I think William Regal going to WWE will be a big freaking deal. And the reason being is because his main role behind the scenes for WWE is scouting talent. And it sounds like a lot of people in AEW, particularly the young guys who went to his little seminar things, love the man. Why wouldn't you? It's Uncle Willie.
Mm-hmm.
So I predict William Regal recruits Wheeler Yuta, Daniel Garcia, Lee Moriarty, and Brian Pillman Jr. And they will come into WWE and they will be a new version
of the Radicals.
Of the new Radicals.
Oh, that's good.
Like from WCW. Also Blackpool Combat Club, but it's all young guys.
Yeah.
Young new guys. They're the cool new faction.
That's great.
Because of all the, I would say, apart from Bray Wyatt, I don't think any Triple H hires have been good.
Well, that was the WrestleVotes report, that he's actually been massively underwhelmed by a lot of the guys that he's brought back.
Yeah. I don't know how, some of those names, I don't know how you can be surprised.
I thought Hit Row would work, okay? I just thought it'd be great. Even without Swerve Strickland, I thought it would be okay.
Yeah. So I think they need a win. I think they need a big, big signing or a new bunch of guys. These could be the new Shield.
So, for that prediction to be correct, have you got to get all four of them? Is this another accumulator?
Yes. That's tough because I don't know when their contracts are due.
That's true.
So can I just say Regal will sign four young AEW guys who will debut in WWE as a coherent faction?
I think we can go with that.
Cool.
Absolutely. My fifth and final prediction for 2023. And it's a TV negotiation one, so you'll enjoy this. Fox won't renew WWE SmackDown. The company will announce it's moving back to the USA Network to air on Wednesday nights directly against AEW Dynamite in 2024. We're coming home. We're coming home to USA Network. They'll make no mention of Dynamite whatsoever. And we're like, Wednesday night was the only night free that we could go to. Can't go to Tuesdays. That's where NXT is. So it'll be Monday Raw, Tuesday NXT, Wednesday SmackDown. And they'll have 6 hours, if your one comes true, 6 hours of brand new programming. And we're coming home to USA Network, where the show belongs.
I don't know if USA Peacock have the money. But it makes sense if they've already got the streaming deal.
Yeah.
And then Peacock would be able to just put those episodes up right away because they don't have to wait like 30 days for SmackDown.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, and Raw. And I think as well, Fox, Brandon Thurston was talking about this recently. Fox have financially, it makes no sense for Fox to renew WWE because they're not making the return on investment they thought they were going to with the company. USA would be very happy because, like, USA Raw is always like one of the top rated things on USA Network, so they would love to have SmackDown as well.
They need WWE.
Yeah, they do.
Fox do not, and yeah, it's costly. It's an interesting one. I think Fox took a bet on live sports being where TV's going. And I think that's right. I think that is one of the more streaming proof things. It's event television. People tune in to watch it. But I think in doing so, they paid massively over the odds for it. Yeah, it's tricky because then you see, like, you know, people bid a lot of money for NFL games, for NHL games. But that's because those shows can command a much higher advertising rate. And it sounds like Fox just haven't been able to get a similar amount of CPM, essentially, for those at the commercials that run in between SmackDown to justify it.
I for me, Fox not renewing SmackDown is, I think that's probably on the table.
Mm.
But my big prediction for it on top of that is it's going back to USA to air on Wednesday nights, directly opposing Dynamite.
If Fox don't renew the deal, I think I'd give it to you. that's huge.
Yeah, I don't think they will do. I really don't think it's worth. I don't think it's in their best interests.
I'd hate to be Nick Khan walking into that because they've got 5 years of data to just go, well, it's actually worth this much.
Yeah, you didn't and do anything. if I get to stay on Fox, you know, any deal's a good deal, maybe.
We've got it's worth this much, and we do a lot of promotion for another network. Actually, we want Raw and NXT and the streaming rights deals for $1 billion.
Yeah, they get all of it
for the same price.
Yeah. Right, so let's get into your comments. We put up a community post tab a couple of weeks ago to have your big predictions for 2023, and here is what our viewers had to say. First up, Pete Quinnell.
Big fan of the show.
Yeah, big fan of the show. Has written, both SmackDown and Rampage will get an extra hour added to their runtime. This will result in Rampage dropping viewership to below 100,000 viewers, and SmackDown viewership will fall to levels below Raw.
I don't think it will do. Oh, well, I don't think that will happen. No. I don't think Rampage will fall under 100,000. That's like TNA.
Yeah. S. Morgan, Forbidden Door 2 will have talent currently signed with WWE.
Yeah, but so like WWE talent would leave. I mean, Sasha Banks is still, as far as we know, currently WWE contracted.
That's it, yeah. So, I mean, S. Morgan's very cleverly worded that there. Currently, it's not they will be signed with WWE when the show happens.
Yeah.
Alex Pavia, there will be at least 35 title changes in AEW.
I think we were working this out the other day that there are 7 titles in AEW.
Yeah.
So 35.
So you need 7 per title.
You need 7 times 4 is 28. Mm. So you need 5 per title.
Oh, yeah. I'm bad at maths. Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
No.
You're talking 2 month title reigns for everything.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. And I don't think we can include the ROH titles in there either. Mm. Irish Insight, one of the 4 pillars of AEW, so Sammy, Darby, MJF or Jungle Boy, will leave the promotion.
All depends on contracts, but I could see Sammy following Cody.
Or Sammy just winding people up and, like, you know, getting suspended or something. Godzilla Dreamer, Pat McAfee and Logan Paul will have a 5-star match at SummerSlam.
That is the most realistic thing so far.
Rishi Jane, CM Punk versus Stone Cold Steve Austin will main event WrestleMania Night 1.
I kind of forgot that was something we were all talking about a month or two ago. I don't see it happening. I think contractually Punk will be wrapped up for a long time.
Yeah.
Unless he says he wants to coach his son in NXT.
Coach his dog in NXT.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to let the guy go to my main competitor.
Yeah.
Look at the family story.
Jackson Heath, WWE will attempt to have a main roster premium live event on the same night as an AEW pay-per-view.
Possible, but I don't think so. WWE have just put NXT stuff against AEW so far because then they can always say, oh, it's just our third brand. It's our developmental brand.
Oops, I didn't realize you had a show on that day.
But if it's a main roster show, they couldn't make that defense. And if they lose, the risk is just too great.
The difference is, though, is there's no way to prove that you lost. In the same way, there's no way to prove that NXT shows lose against Dynamite, because Dynamite has to have like physical proof of pay-per-view buy rates, whereas you've just got
streaming numbers,
which you don't have to, we don't release.
Yeah.
So there's no way to say whether you won or lost. You're just doing it to siphon viewers away.
Well, you'd release the numbers if they were better than AEW.
Well, you probably would do, yeah. Like Netflix. Wednesday is like the biggest show we've ever done ever. Yeah. What are the numbers? It's the biggest show we've ever done.
I can't. Why, stop asking so many questions.
I can't possibly tell you them. Yu, Rhea Ripley, and Dominic Mysterio will win the tag team championships.
No, because Rhea Ripley is going to go on a romantic subplot with Luke Gallows.
Stephen Shipway, the All Atlantic title in AEW will be unified with another championship. It's a way to drop the title, get rid of it.
I don't think so. I would like it to be removed, but I don't think they'll do that.
TJM, AJ Styles appears at Wrestle Kingdom to challenge Jay White. Carl Anderson in that video did say that he was teasing Uncle Alan going with them to Japan.
If that happens, WWE are playing hard for that New Japan relationship.
Yeah.
So very possible.
Shelton, lol, Cody turns heel intentionally this time. Brian Colum, Punk goes back to WWE. There will be a massive fallout and he'll be gone by the end of the year.
I don't think he'll go back to WWE next year.
And our last one from Red Eyes Assassin, IWGP Women's World Champion Kairi is a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble.
That's really good.
Yep.
I think that's really possible. But it all depends on the AEW stuff. Oh, it's fascinating. Fascinating potential year.
Can I give you one? We'll go through your predictions from the previous year as well. One of my predictions in the 2021 video, because I went back and checked, was Death Triangle will be the first ever Trios champions. And considering that I think the Elite's reign was effectively deleted from history, I was right in the end. Technically, in a roundabout way. Your direct quote to that was, I don't think we'll ever get those belts.
Oh, the heady end to 2021.
That was my 2020 prediction, that would happen in 2021. Anyway, your 2022 predictions from last year's video. Vijay Mahan, Austin Theory will win the Royal Rumble and beat Big E at WrestleMania 38 with the help of Vince.
Didn't happen.
Ultimate Skills, match of the year will be Adam Cole versus Kenny Omega at Full Gear 2022.
Should have happened. Undisputed Era versus the Elite. They long-term booked it. So hard, Bobby Fish cut a promo on Impact.
Where's the lie? Nemo Toad, CM Punk and Danielson will both set up stables and will then start a stable-wide feud that will culminate with Punk versus Danielson at Full Gear.
Halfway right, we got Blackpool Combat Club.
It's true. Jerry Buckaloo, Bron Breakker gets called up as a heel.
So this is for the 2022, so Vince would have been in charge, so I could see Vince doing that, but of course, currently, yep, not in the company.
Dale D, we will not see Kenny Omega for the entirety of 2022.
He was gone for a lot of it.
That's actually not that far off, because he was gone for like the first half of the year, came back at All Out for 3 weeks, then was gone for a few months, and then has only been back for like a month or so, 2 months maybe.
Yeah, so cumulatively, he's probably been back for a month and 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yet he has probably had four of the best matches of the year.
He is good though, isn't he? Caleb, Wardlow squashes MJF to become world champion by the end of the year.
Did squash him.
It's true. Perfect Paradox, Brian Cage will jump ship to WWE and he'll be United States champion immediately, then promptly forgotten about until they build him up to lose to Roman.
Maybe next year.
Good Vibes Wrestling, Cody Rhodes will not turn heel and will have a scaffold match to try and get cheered.
Well, that was... He had the ladder match, because this was before January, and of course, then he left.
Mm-hmm.
He gets cheered now. Scaffold match, leaving for WWE to debut at WrestleMania. Things that get Cody cheered.
Scaffold match, blue tits. It's a way to get him cheered.
The purple titty.
Louis Dangor. Tyson Fury versus Drew McIntyre will headline a UK pay-per-view.
How can the king of hot takes put in a take so safe?
a take where both Tyson Fury and Drew McIntyre said, we'd like to main event a pay-per-view in the UK in 2022.
Tepid take, Louis.
Generation Z, Supercard of Honor will be headlined by Punk versus Samoa Joe.
That would have been awesome. Joe is ROH TV champion.
But in December... Tony Adam bought it.
Oh my God, yeah.
It was a dead brand.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just like releasing everyone at that point, weren't they?
But there was also TNA's working relationship. Maybe he thought AEW could have a working relationship.
Maybe, yeah.
But yeah, yeah, no, good prediction.
That's a great prediction. LJ Mickey, Fred Durst will get inducted into the Hall of Fame. The WWE Hall of Fame, that is. Demon Bluffs.
Rock and Roll.
Well, I think he's already in that. Leading it. Demon Bluffs. Wyndham Rotunda will be the leader of the Dark Order.
I'm glad we don't have to deal with Dark Order leader things anymore.
What's Dev? Kevin Owens shows up at AEW Revolution and wins the Owens Heart Cup.
That'd have been good, but I think his contract was signed by that.
I think so, yeah. Sam Honey, at least one of the WWE Four Horsewomen join and win an AEW Championship. And that's close, isn't it? Because the rumor is that Sasha Banks could go across to AEW because she's going to New Japan, reportedly, in January. So they've got a working relationship with AEW. So Sam's not far off.
Well, we'll see. I have to win a title too.
Specifically, Devoid, WWE makes their own cryptocurrency that can be used to buy brand-integrated products such as Pizza Hut, Netflix movies, and that water from SummerSlam. They didn't do that. They just instead got onto the NFT scam wagon. Nate S, Golden Lovers versus Young Bucks at Full Gear.
That'd have been good.
A lot of Full Gear predictions. Sam Overton, Darby will turn heel on Sting.
I think that's on the card still.
Pete Quinnell, Seth Rollins will leave WWE.
It's the most WWE guy.
I know, but it made a great thumbnail.
Yeah.
That everyone commented being like, I think you'll find it will be Tyler Black is all elite. Doesn't work on the thumbnail if it's Seth Rollins works. But here are two predictions that we got that I think we can give big ticks to and the awards to best predictors for the year. Brian Dyer, New Japan and AEW will do a supercard together.
That happened.
In December of 2021, that did not seem like it was a possibility. No. But Deca Dane, I think is my winner here. Tony Khan buys or co-funds another promotion. He did. Oh, he bought Ring of Honor.
That's good.
In March.
Well done, Deca Dane.
Absolutely. I think Deca Dane is our best predictor.
That is the most accurate one out of everything, I think.
Absolutely.
Well done, Deca Dane.
Absolutely well done to you. But that is going to do it for this year's video. What are your big predictions for the year? Let us know in the comments down below. If you've made it this far, press that subscribe button and the old thumbs up one. And we will see you in 2023 to see how well we did in all of our predictions. Until then, I've been Luke Owen, D-A-D. That has been Ollie Davis. Jam that jam!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.